Whoops, I lost one there. Are you there, Dawn? Uh-oh. Well, we'll talk to each other. And Dawn.
Oh, there
Dawn,
we are.
Dawn has got us. Well, this is Barbara Leonard from Inner Garden. We used to have a chapel show on here, and I hope some of you are still watching, hearing us on time to time. But we have a really exciting night for you. We have Deborah and Paul Rees, British psychic medium from Wales, and they're going to come to United States and Canada on a tour this summer. So we'd like to say hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
Barbara. It's good to speak to you again, Lap.
Yes, it was. It's too bad they didn't hear our preview before we came on the air, because we were having quite a time. I've got quite an audience here in my studio just listening to what's going on, and we're a bunch of jokers, so we ought to have a good time. We've got an audience out there in BBS Radio, and we just like you to keep listening. You were listening to previous program. Just listen, because this is going to be a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this summer with you two guys.
Well, we have a fairly busy summer ahead of us there, Barbara, that's for sure, with the trip out to yourselves in Canada, which we are so looking forward to. It's a very exciting time for us coming out there and spreading our wings, bringing our teachings out there to yourselves. It's the first time for us, and we've worked hard with you, and you've done so much work for us getting ourselves out there. What we plan to do is really introduce our very simple way of teaching. Again, our way of teaching is something that we've sort of customized and really worked hard to promote in the UK this year and last year and the year before. We've really been pushing ourselves out here for the last maybe 5 or 6 years, myself and Deb teaching as a couple. In the workshop together. Our belief is really everybody carries an awareness. It's your birthright to use this, and this is how we teach it. We've been criticized for it, that's for sure. But also we've been applauded for it, because we do like to promote a way of teaching where you can go into the workshop environment with us for a session or for a day and then leave and really work with that development and really promote your development with yourself also.
Yeah, our workshops and courses are a lot of practical stuff. We believe in doing it. So, you know, there's a lot of theory, and that's lovely, and we need that as well. But we like to get the students in, get them working, get them leaving with a sense of achievement. I mean, even if it's a small achievement, it's like, you know, if they've linked to the spirit world, they've given off a message, however brief that may be, they still go away knowing that they have an ability, have an awareness that they can work with. And that's really, in our beginners workshop, that's where we want to, that's what we aim for then, is to people to go away and get excited, get on the hook. Fortunately, with the spirit world, once you get on that hook, you really can't get off it.
That's true.
Yeah, it doesn't matter it doesn't matter what happens in your life there. You say, right, that's it.
Oh, really? Okay, well, we're just talking away. That's fine. Can you get us on, okay? Yeah, sure. Catherine, are you there?
Thank you.
Okay. Catherine, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Did you want to talk to our young people from Wales here?
You bet I do.
Hi, Catherine. How are you doing there?
I'm doing very good, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. Did you want to ask them something in particular?
I do. My husband crossed over about a year and a half ago, and I feel him around very often, and I feel like I'm getting messages from him, and I'm just wondering if what you pick up on it.
Okay. Firstly then, Catherine, let's just talk about yourself and your own awareness before we go into anything else. Because people often ask myself and Deb there when they have loved ones that have passed over into spirit, and They often ask, well, you know, do you get anything, do you feel anything from my husband, from my wife, from my mum, from my dad, wherever it may be there in spirit. And I always say to them, well, before you go looking for evidence yourself from a medium, I always say, what about the evidence that you get on a day-to-day basis? Because you have very much a strong ability yourself to link with your partner in spirit, with your husband in spirit, and just work on your everyday thoughts. And I like to put it this way: when you're going about your day, doing your own thing, let's say minding your own business, and you do get then out of nowhere a thought of your husband in spirit, a thought you haven't asked for, a thought you haven't sent out to receive. But when you do get a thought, there is very much your link with your husband in spirit. That thought might give you a feel of him almost saying to yourself, good morning, how are you today? And it's a feel that you might get that'll create that thought. You can always send a thought back then and say, good morning. Deb was giving me a hand signal as if she wanted to come in there. I do apologise. So yes, because we'd have a two-week conversation with Deb, myself, and yourself also. So when you get that thought of your husband in spirit, and you send that thought back, the process is very, very simple. Always remember that. It's not difficult for you to link with spirit. Was this your question there, Catherine?
Thank you so much for the confirmation on that, because it happens all the time. And I often find myself asking him, you know, I know you've got better things to be doing these days.
I mean, your husband there, Catherine, he feels that he was a very charismatic person.
Yeah.
He would have been good fun to be around, but I feel also that that what we are doing here, linking the spirit, he was very sort of almost, I don't know how to explain, very logic in the way he would think there. Can you understand that about your husband?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, because he does give that kind of feel that he was a very logic person, and that if he was to do this, if he was here on the earth plane and linking the spirit, then he would almost have to read in a book for him to believe that he could do that. Then he was that type, very straight talking, but very much a salt of the earth kind of feel to the gentleman.
Also, he gives me a feeling there, Catherine, to say to you that it's okay for you to have his time at the moment as well, because there's a feeling there with yourself that you talk to him in your mind a lot, he says, but then you're worried that you're disturbing him, but you still need him, and he realizes that. You know, he also gives me the feeling as well, love to say to you, I'm not sure whether you got to say goodbye properly. Does that make sense?
Yes. He said goodbye to everyone but me, yes.
Yeah, because the feeling there is, it's kind of, I feel this was on purpose by him for yourself. I get quite emotional with him, but he gives me a feeling to say to you that he didn't want to say goodbye to you, love. Because it's not goodbye. There's a feeling of that. I also feel he's too young to pass. Does that make sense to you?
Say that again, please.
Sorry, it's my accent. He gives me a feeling to say to you he was too young to go, too young to pass.
Yes.
I feel there was a lot of life left in him yet as well. I also feel that whatever was wrong there with his passing, where it came on very quickly.
Yes.
Can you understand that?
That's true. That's very true, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and I feel there that from the time this came on to the time he passes, we don't have a lot of time. And I just feel the unfairness of it all. Is there a John anywhere there, Catherine, as well?
A John?
Yes.
No.
Okay, because he just mentions the name John to me, so I don't know whether it's a friend on the earth plane for him. But I just feel that the John would still be here, though.
I don't know who that would be.
Okay.
Okay, can you understand that also, Catherine, that your awareness has really opened up since your husband had passed there? Your old spirituality as a person, your awareness, your ability to link there has really opened up, because you're asking for it all the time. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
You want... because he gives a feeling that you're asking and asking for it, but also yourself, you're an analyst yourself also, where you have to see and feel things so many times before you believe it has actually happened to yourself. You've had your link from spirit there. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because he's given a feeling that like himself, you prefer to read things in books so you can believe that it is happening for yourself. It has to feel logical for you, your link with spirit then. And he's saying that go with it from the heart. You can feel him around. He is there around you. And do believe the things that get through the day from him are very much there to help you out through the day there. Can you understand that, Catherine?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Can I jump in here a little bit? Catherine, where are you from, darling?
I'm in Oregon, Southern Oregon.
In Oregon.
In Ashland.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you can get up to British Columbia here when we have them over. It would be nice if you could get to see them. They're going to be over in August.
Right. Definitely will try to arrange that.
Yeah, so just go to our internet or their internet and website, and we'll give you the information on that.
Wonderful. Oh, my God, yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, and God bless you, sweetheart. You take
care.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Sean, is you online? Sherry?
Sharon.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, dear. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh,
how are you,
kid?
Hello, Sharon.
Hi there.
Hi, Sharon. Hi.
Hi there.
Did you have a question for the couple from Wales?
I understand they're doing messages online.
Well, for quick ones, yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about their trip as well and about what they're teaching. They're teaching people to be able to be aware. They have a program that's called Keeping It Simple. And basically what it is so same type of theory that I have, is that we all have the ability to do this. Sometimes we have to get somebody else when it's personally involved, but we have the ability to be able to tune in. So they're just trying to teach everybody to do that. But part of it is the phenomena of being able to get something online. So if you want to ask them something, just go ahead.
Okay. I guess one of the things I wonder is what do you do when things aren't coming through for you when you're dealing with people?
Okay, can you just say that again, please?
I was just wondering if you are working with someone doing a private reading and things aren't flowing for you, what kind of techniques do you use to maybe open the path?
Okay. Now, what she's asking, let me just explain the question to Debs there also, because it's a very difficult line, or very poor line we have there with you, Sharon. So what Sharon is asking is, when she does, so you do you do one-to-one readings yourself there, Sharon?
I'm beginning to. I sit in a circle, and I've done readings a couple of times in our church, but I haven't done many.
Okay. Now then, it's strange that there's a lot of things to consider when you're doing a one-to-one reading and when it stops flowing for yourself. That's for sure. The biggest thing for anybody when they're reading is their own trust, and their own trust with their own abilities. Now it's strange because we all doubt ourselves. It doesn't matter whether you've been a medium for 2 days or for 200 years. We all doubt our own abilities on a day-to-day basis, and that's not a bad thing, because it keeps pushing you forward to want to always improve your mediumship, improve your awareness. So remember, that will always be the case. You'll always hit what you might find is difficult spots. But what you need to remember also there, Sharon, that your development is also whilst you are working. Now, when you get to a difficult spot within your reading, it can be a multiple of things. It can be that you have a very difficult recipient that you're sitting with. when that is the case, then experience will sort of help you through that. Or it can be that you've had a no off the recipient within the reading, which sort of sets you back, and then instantly you start doubting your ability, doubting the trust. You're still, because you will always get the information from spirit. You will always have it in a very simple and easy format for you to use. It's always ourselves that makes it difficult and nobody else.
I think as well, Paul, when you said about experience, for me, when I first started, you would get the blanks, you would get the down points where the energy would just drop. And the feeling is there that through experience, and I feel it's a lot to do with that you would learn how to pick that back up and recognize why it's there. And I feel there that the more you do, Sharon, the more that you'll find that those blank spots get smaller and smaller until really they're not there anymore. So that's what happens, because it's more about experience with that, because as Paul says, they will always be imparting information into your mind. It's just us learning then how to keep the flow going. That's all. It doesn't mean they've disappeared.
I always find there, Sharon, that what I use then when I hit blank spots in a read, I always go back into the read, back into the segment of information that you just had. Because often when you're reading, especially in the early days, you'll find that you'll go for the most profound feelings that you get and miss then the information that can behind those feelings. So you'll find that you'll give the biggest or the strongest emotion, feeling or thought that you have to your recipient, and find that you will not, you'll dismiss then the smaller information that comes behind that. And often, let's say you might give, for example, you might say, okay, I have your dad in spirit and his name was David. And then the recipient will think, yes, I can take that. You've given that, and then you might move on and not then go further into the information, into the dad, into the David there. And what you'll find is once you're reading, it starts going, I don't know if you use this phrase out there, pear-shaped, I don't know if they use that in America, but we use the word pear-shaped. Once it starts going that way, you'll find that what spirit are telling you is go back into your reading, go back into where you left off. That's where you need to pick it back up. And always do that. And don't be afraid to do that in your one-to-one reading. Don't be afraid to stop it. And think, okay, I'm going to go back into the last 2 or 3 minutes worth of evidence that I've given, because that's where I need to pick it back up there. Does that help at all, Sharon?
Very much so. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do keep working with it there, Sharon. Don't be put off by the no's. When you get the no's in your one-to-one readings off your recipient, always remember, because we do a workshop on this, that actually a no is healthy. Work with it. Don't let the no's put you off.
Okay?
Great. Just thank give you what much. You get, Sharon. Just give whatever comes through true to you, and just give that, and don't add to it, and don't take away from it.
Yeah.
And it's not arrogant to say, I won't withdraw it. It's, I'm working with spirit, if that's what they give me. I'm sorry if you don't understand it. This is what I'm getting. Maybe it'll check out later. Don't be concerned about that.
Yeah,
and I've been reading since 1950. And I will tell you, I still get that problem sometimes. I'll get somebody I can't get a reading on them, and I just tell them maybe they should have another reader.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't worry about it. It happens to the best of us.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Darrell, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow. You're getting calls after calls. You're hardly getting time to talk here. But this is good, because we're getting a little bit of insight into the way that you believe that things happen. And I think it's the same as what we do. And we might even have a few people here that might want to ask a question. So we'll just let you go ahead on. Now, you're going into Lilydale in New York first, aren't you?
Yes.
We're excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what we're doing there in Lilydale is that, unfortunately, we've been lucky where we've got three workshops there. We are doing a beginner's which we are calling Establishing the Four C's.
The four C's are all the clairs, clairsentient, clairaudient, and clairvoyance, and confidence.
Confidence.
Which is what
you told Sharon, right? Just have confidence.
Yeah. That's it, yeah, because you could be the best medium in the world in private, you know, but once you have the confidence taken from that, and then everything after falls to bits, really. So it's strange. I always think, Barbara, that the spirit world, you know, pick the mediums that are sensitive, because we're called sensitives, or were very sensitive people, and yet we have to have the confidence. So it's like a double-edged sword always, I felt, especially with myself as well, you know, shyness there, but then something makes us get up and do it, though.
Exactly. You know, the other thing I think that I tell all the students that I work with here, and is they look at somebody else working, like maybe watch you guys work, and they say, oh my goodness, I could never be that good. Well, the truth is, they're the very best at what they do. You're the very best at what you do. And yeah, they need to have confidence in that. We're all made differently. And so whatever way we're going to work differently, but we're still getting it off on spirit. So let's not concern about whether we're as good as somebody else or not. Just give what they're given.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Paul always says there that if you start comparing yourself to other workers, you're allowing the ego then to get in, and it can grow from there, because then you start saying, well, I'm better than this one and smaller than this one and not as good as that. And then all of a sudden, you know, you find this big monster of an ego has come up, and then you have to fight to get them back down.
And you're also then in competition with your own people that could be helping you.
Exactly. There's always going to be somebody better than you. There's always going to be somebody, you know, more proficient at what they do. But that, you know, it's all a matter of perspective, actually, anyway, and what people perceive. So it's probably a waste of time to bother.
Exactly. You know, it's a waste of energy, and it's a waste of good spirit energy coming through to work with you for that kind of conflict going on in the human realm here.
Yeah.
I also feel as well that, you know, the ego there, Barbara, you know, is one of the killers, really, you know, within this movement, within this way of living. It's just kind of like, if you've got an ego, then you know, might as well pack it in, because we have to. I mean, obviously everybody has to have an ego to some extent, but when you start running off that and living off that, I feel the spirit world very much pull you back in as well.
I think so. Somehow or other, you know, you're going to, I don't know whether you do it to yourself, but you're going to trip over your own laces somewhere, you know, really.
Yeah, very true. I mean, going back to the Lilydale workshops there,
mm-hmm.
we're doing the beginners, then we're doing the intermediate then, which is what we call the time to start. And, of course, then we're doing the advanced, which is communication in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
We do like doing the beginners, intermediates, and advanced courses, but what we find is that we like to use our advanced exercises and customize them to take them into the beginners workshops.
Exactly.
And why we do this is because we feel that you should instill the confidence in the student right from the very beginning, that there's no such thing as, we do struggle, and it's almost a contradiction, because we are doing beginners, intermediates, and advanced in Lilydale, but we do like to instill in the student from the very beginning that you can do what those mediums on Sky Television can do yourself. You know, you can do that. You have the ability. It's all about personality and confidence there, and that's why we tend to take advanced exercises into beginners workshops, and just really just to customize it for the day and for those abilities, obviously.
It's just amazing, isn't it, with the students and the new students that have never been submitted to it before, that they come out with some profound things, and you think, my goodness, I've been working for X amount of years, and, you know, I'm not coming out with profound stuff like they're coming out with sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah, isn't
and
it? I, that's
it,
the
it
fact.
It really brings you back down to an earthy look at yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we found that, I mean, development is individual development has changed and has really come on these last, I mean, obviously myself and Deb We've been working full time in this for maybe about 6 years there. But we found the last few years for ourselves, we've really, really seen the development move really fast now. There are so many young mediums coming up and producing fabulous, fabulous mediumship. It just has to be really nurtured with these individuals for it to keep a kind of customary feel in there, but bring in the year 2009 into the whole movement then, because that's what's missing. And for the movement to understand that we no longer need to sit for maybe 20 years before we can actually get out there and demonstrate. It can be done a lot sooner than that now, you know, and I think that the movement, especially you in the UK, has been struggling with that over the last 10 years to allow individuals to start working very much earlier in their development in the public. And this is something myself and Deb really do specialise in and concentrate on.
I also feel it's because, you know, there hasn't really, I don't know what it's like there, Barbara, but in the UK, there's not really any aftercare for the mediums. You know, they go on courses, they go on workshops, and then they're left to their own devices, you know.
That's a big problem.
It is, because there's nobody there taking everybody under their wing and saying, okay, this is where you are, this, you know, having discussions about their ongoing development, where they feel they are, the level that they're at. There's none of that. So then everybody's left to their own devices to find when they feel they're ready to go work publicly. Now, that can be a problem because some people feel they're ready to work publicly when actually they're not quite ready. But if there's nobody saying to these people, you know, okay, give it another year, let's do this, let's do that, you know, and get them ready, then what does everybody expect?
And this is something that myself and Deb are really sort of working hard at you. And this is what we're going to be bringing out to Canada and also Lilydale and as far, because we're also working on a trip to Australia now there also, where we will be taking this aftercare out also, because after the workshops then they can come back onto the website, which will hopefully be finished in a few weeks, where they can come on, because there's always a million questions.
Oh, definitely.
Within your development, and it's hard to go somewhere where you can get positive, true answers that keep your development moving forward all the time on a daily basis almost.